Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, December 18th. Democratic State Representative Steve Lebsock of Thornton says that a lie detector test exonerates him from a formal sexual harassment complaint filed against him by his fellow lawmaker, Democratic Representative Faith Winter. Benta Berkland has the story.
Lebsock says he paid $350 for the polygraph test. He says he only answered four questions: whether he touched Representative Winter's arm, elbow, buttocks, and whether she asked him for a political favor. He says he went to the media because the formal complaint process was too slow.
After waiting 26 days without hearing from the fact finder, I decided I needed to get my story out. All of the allegations are false, and I'm willing to do a polygraph on every single false allegation.
Representative Faith Winter says she stands by her allegations and questions the accuracy of polygraphs. She notes that he didn't answer questions about the sexual conversation he had with her.
This is another abuse of power by Representative Lebsock, who is desperate to sway the investigation, but everybody knows what happened. He is a serial offender.
Former lobbyist Holly Terry has also filed a complaint against Lebsock. Nine other women, including Cassie Turner and lobbyist Kristen Thompson and Anne-Marie Jensen, have also said Lebsock harassed and intimidated them. Democratic leaders, including the Speaker of the House and the Governor, have called for his resignation. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
One of the candidates for governor was in Paonia on Saturday. Governor John Hickenlooper is term limited, and next year is his last in office. 11 candidates, 6 Republicans and 5 Democrats, are vying for the governor's chair. Democrat Noel Ginsburg is a nonprofit and civic leader and a manufacturing entrepreneur. He was at Paonia Library on Saturday to talk about innovation, job creation, and the rest of his platform for governor. He spoke with KVNF News and first talked about what separates him from a crowded field of governor candidates.
The thing that separates me from the other candidates is my background. I've been making payroll manufacturing product in this state for 38 years, and I balance that with deep civic involvement, chairing some of the largest nonprofits in our state, working to make sure that young people have a real future and a path to the middle class. And I've done that not just because I wanted to be governor someday, because honestly, that is not what I set out to do, but I have set out to make a difference. In my background, in the leadership positions I've held in the state now for 2 governors, CareerWise Colorado, which is a statewide youth apprenticeship system that I founded, is an example of my form of leadership and what makes me fundamentally different than the other candidates running. I make things and I make a difference.
And we'll talk about the economy real quick. It's booming on the Front Range. Here on the Western Slope, it's kind of lagged behind, especially since the recession. As governor, what would you do to make those 2 regions of the state equal out?
Well, I think our state economic development strategies in the past have been come one, come all, and they tend to just come to the Front Range in the Denver, Boulder, Loveland, Longmont areas, Fort Collins. We need a statewide strategy for economic development that starts with communities themselves, that determine what Delta wants, what Montrose wants, what Pueblo wants for their economic development. And then the state should come through with our incentives to support that vision. I don't want to be making decisions for Colorado under the Gold Dome. I want to be making it community by community and then supporting that statewide. I think that will make a difference and drive growth, not just along the Front Range, but throughout Colorado in the way the communities want it to be.
And I'm sure I don't have to tell you, this is Trump country. Montrose and Mesa counties were 80% for Trump. Delta County here was 79%. Does the Democratic Party have a plan to become an option out here in the West, a viable option out here in the West?
I think they do, and here's what it is. And it's what I've been working on, is real opportunity comes from a good job and the skills that you need to take advantage of jobs that take you into the middle class and beyond. That is lacking. And I believe the Democratic Party has not been speaking to that strong enough. It's what I've been working on for decades, and I believe it's exactly what people are looking for and voted on in the last election. It's real opportunity. It's not politicians that will say from Denver what it is should be happening in this part of Colorado. I don't want this to be about party. I want this to be about ideas. What's in the best interest of Colorado? And wherever those ideas come from, if they're Republican ideas or conservative or progressive Democratic ideas. What matters is what's right for Colorado. That's how I'll lead. I won't lead from a checkbox that says if it's not born in a Democratic view or progressive view, we're not going to pay attention. I'm going to pay attention to all voices in Colorado, whether they be conservative or progressive.
Noel Ginsberg, thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk to you.
A Republican state lawmaker who was arrested for bringing a gun to Denver International Airport will not be criminally prosecuted. As Benta Berkland reports, the Boulder District Attorney's Office said last Thursday that there's not enough evidence for a criminal case.
A TSA agent found the loaded 9mm handgun when Representative Lori Sain's bag was being screened at a security checkpoint. The case was passed to Boulder because Denver's District Attorney Beth McCann worked with Sain when they were both state lawmakers. The Boulder DA's office says Sain forgot the firearm was in her purse and, quote, no criminal case against Ms. Sain can be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. After security agents found the firearm, Sain was sent to jail overnight. The Denver Police Department confirms it had 106 similar incidents in the last 12 months. This was the second arrest. It is a felony. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Delta County School District has filed a response to a lawsuit brought by a former Delta High School student. According to the Montrose Daily Press, Delta graduate Sydney Fisk filed a suit on December 25th and alleged that the school district, teachers, and counselors lowered her grades, jeopardized her scholarship chances and college prospects, and created a hostile environment. Fisk contends in her federal lawsuit that these actions were taken in retaliation against her for being an atheist. Fisk is seeking damages for lost educational opportunities, emotional distress, and loss of future income. The defendants, including administrators, the school board, teachers, and counselors, responded to the lawsuit December 8th. They deny Fisk's allegations and dispute other elements of her lawsuit. The district's response denies the substance of Fisk's complaints, saying there was no retaliation against Fisk based on her speech, lack of religious beliefs, and criticism of the school's alleged religious orientation, proselytizing, and practices. The school district's response says that because the district did not deny or violate Fisk's rights, she is not entitled to damages. Stay tuned to KVNF News for future coverage of this story. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks for listening.